Hey, all you traders and investors, thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts in Trading with Trade Doc. The segment's called Eye on the Market, where we go over a list of 32 ETFs and ETNs we can trade options on or trade options and stocks within those ETFs. So, first of all, Happy New Year. It's 2020 now. Today is January 5th, 2020, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And, this week was nice. It was interesting. We had some volatility. Had some events late on Friday with the bombing of the Iraqi leader. That made oil jump up. Hitting and traded about, the high was 64.09, so it hit 64, it's now trading at 63.04, so it was a scare, and it's going to be interesting seeing what happens when the market opens on Monday, which is tomorrow. But for now, I kind of didn't look at Friday's action. We placed some trades mostly on EWZ that's hitting all new highs. Some earnings, some positions play. Finally got into trading in India. I'm going to build onto that position, see how it goes. Chinese market. I'm out of it for now. Well, I have small positions in there still, but I can see it just floating around for now until things get sorted out. So, we had the first down day on Friday. So, would that mark like a bearish tone to everything? Not really, because it was more of an overnight low. So when the U.S. opened up, this big volume to the upside, and it kind of hung out in those prices. It closed down quarter of a percent. The Dow was down. Dow futures was down almost a half a percent. So those are my thoughts on that. Either way, there could be more downside for sure, depending how things go. But as far as investors maybe pulling out, it could happen. Pulling out for a short time or maybe a long time. But I don't know if Friday marked the day. It could have, especially because the futures started up high. And then they kind of sold off for the rest of the day as soon as the news hit about the bombing. And it was sold off, started picking up in the pre-market, and then it was just all bought up. So it could have been the algos for a short-term bounce. But either way, it did kind of reject higher prices. So, I got into trades as far as INFY, going along with that, and Marvel, MRVL, and looking for earnings in STZ, which is Constellation Brands. But without further ado, positions were closed, planes, consolidation, trading here, and that was pretty nice. So let's get into it. Let's go over the broad 32 ETFs. First up is USO. USO is trading at 13.18. It was up almost 3% on Friday, which peaked out the crude futures at 64.09. So they're now trading at 63.04. And Crew could just be trading at these prices for a while, but like I said, depending how it goes. It could go up right now. It could just trade sideways for a while between 64 and like 62. And translated to USO, that would be like 1350 and 13. Next is XOP. And XOP has just broken out of structure. You know, it was up 1.5% on Friday. So the oil sector is definitely bullish, especially on the oil explorers with the news that hit. XOP could be going and retesting the 25s. Right now they're trading at 24.03. Next is OIH. I have a consolidation trade on that. Been there for about a week. OIH was up 1.5%. Trading the zone between 1450 and 1280. So I can see consolidation and definitely some more upside for oil services. Them two have broken out of structure, have been basin for a while, so I can see the prices go above 1525. Right now they're at 1350. Next is UNG, and UNG made new lows on Friday, trading at 1612. And natural gas has just been sold off. It's been a shorts paradise, I guess. So, you know, not in it, just letting it drop until you see some sort of reversal play hangout. Now trading at 1639, which is pretty low. Next is XLE. XLE has been trading back into the zone. It's been between 60 and 62. So a break out of that zone, you know, it wouldn't be bad to go long close to these areas where it's trading at now, which is 60-40. I'd like to see it drop to 60 even, or maybe below, just for kind of like a long-term swing trade. Oil sector's been undervalued, so they have a little bit to move up. Their zone to hit would be 65. Those are the zones I had prior, so they're still viable. Next is XLU. XLU was up a little over, almost 0.25% on Friday. And, you know, open and closing positions on the consolidation trade there. So, still moving, but I see it still have a target of XLU going to 65.50. Right now they're trading at 63.94. Next is XLI, that's the industrial sector, and this is looking good for the market now. Industrial sector made new highs on the after hours on Friday, and they're trading at 82.85. Probably trade the breakout here, but I'm more of like a zone trade centering it around 84.50. Next is XLB. XLB came down on Friday, down 1.5%, a little over 1.5%. So they had a down. They made all new highs on Thursday, and then they fell down from there. Let's see, from Thursday. Let me just take a look. From the highs on Thursday to the low on, that was a 3% drop. So that's what XLB, but still, it's moving its way back to the bottom of the channel, which is a good thing. So We'll see if there's a good trade in there, but I'd wait for another bounce and then another drop. Right now trading at 59.72. You know, right around, these prices aren't bad, but right around 59 is where I'd like to start building. So got a little bit more to drop before getting long. Next is XME. XME was pretty much unchanged on Friday. They're just retracing right now. Structure's still good. So they could retrace back down to 27.70. Right now they're trading at 28.90. But if it holds this, then we can probably see prices above 30 in the near future. And would it do that? Yeah, it's pretty good right now. XME, that's a mining sector. Next is MJ. MJ was down 1% on Friday. So still bouncing off this bottom. So it might just be trading this area for a little bit longer. It's at 1673. It's just the downtrend is just too strong. It kind of made a first lower high, but that's about it. Pretty shallow. As far as the MJ sector, it's probably going to need some time for the prices to really drop down back to 1637. Right now it's trading at 1673. Next is XBI. I have consolidation trades on there. A little bit of negative delta. They're fresh, so they were just opened a little bit. XBI could be trading the zone between 90 and 95. So I have it pretty wide between 98 and 86. So trading in this zone, it's made all-time highs. A little retracement would happen, but if it starts turning up sharply, then we'd look at XBI challenging the all-time highs. But it's kind of a week away from there. So for it to come back, it's, you know, those companies got to, you know, receive some interest for them. And then, you know, the volume was pretty high as well. Right now they're trading at 93.36. Next is XLV. Entered a short position in XLV. Right now it's trading at the bottom, so I'd probably build something just to retain those profits and give me some positive delta. Right now, all moving averages are crossing. It looks like XLV might have a pretty good retracement and then trade in the zone above 100 for a little bit. Right now, they're trading at 101.24. Next is XRT. And I had placed a hedge against it, which paid off. Still holding on to the position, but it's kind of almost back at my original price. So if I didn't place that hedge, I would have been kicking myself. But since I do got it and it's going to pay off, reducing my risk on the whole play, then I'm going to hold on to it, let that expire, or not expire, but let that target hit before it bounces back up. But it looks like it's pretty much ready to bounce. It could come down a little bit more. Right now, XRT, which is the retail sector, was down a little over 0.75%. And see this come back and trade in the 46.50s. Right now, it's trading at 45.30. Next is XLP. That's the consumer staples. Haven't been in this for a while, but it's coming into the zones where we used to trade it at. So as far as come back in. It looks like it's pretty good for consolidation trades between 63.50 and 61.50. So volatility is up, so it's probably a good time to sell some premium and finally get ready for the trades that I had lost in this prior. Next is XLY, and XLY hits all new highs on Friday, or say Thursday after hours, and volatility is kind of up. XLY is the consumer discretionary. They've been down for a while, but since Amazon is a big part of that, then, you know, I have to be long XLY or trade with positive deltas and consolidation. They're trading at 25.83. Their all-time highs was 27.17. Next is SMH. Those are semiconductors. They hit all-time highs on Thursday, which was 144.94. They're trading 142.31 because they went down 1.5% on Friday. So semiconductors was one of the sectors that got sold off. Wondering what companies are in there because it's kind of, you know, frothy, I guess you could say. Taiwan Semiconductors was the one that dropped the most. NXP Semiconductors were down 1%, as well as AMD, Advanced Micro Development. Marvel was one of them, was down 1.5%. Qualcomm was down almost 2%. So the semiconductors could be a little frothy, especially at those prices. But either way, they'll be trading no lower than 128. Say there's a sell-off because there's a strong support area around the 130 area. Right now, they're trading at 142.30, which a little bit away from there. So could even retest the 135.50s. Right now, trading at 142.31. Next is IYR, and that's the real estate sector. Real estate sector is going right into the zone where we had predicted, trading in the middle, well, towards the middle of 93. So you can see this trading at these prices, but if something's going to happen, this should trade up. But the real estate sector can get pretty volatile. So picking the right times to buy and sell is crucial. For example, I closed out for like a scratch for zero. Just closed out my position at the same price I got it at. And, you know, the volatility, you know, I could have held it a little longer that same day, but just putting that in. IYR is a real estate sector, and you know they're gonna be trading between 91.50 and 93.50 for a little bit before breaking back out and retesting the all-time highs of 96, which would cause what's happening now, which is the home prices and all that's going up. So going to see this trade up for a little bit, but at the same time, the structure it's making, it could retest back down into the 91s. Right now, trading at 92.71. Next is XLF. And XLF was down 1% on Friday. And their all-time high was 31-13. So, you know, the Banks are doing pretty good, even though they were down. We'll see what happens if the XLF could come back down into the 30s. But as of now, it's trading 30.75. Next is TLT, and TLT was up over 1.5%. Looks like it's almost hitting the top of resistance, so we'll see if there's a breakout going to happen there. That's about it with TLT. I'm more of like go short TLT, so if it has a little bit of a breakout, then I'll hold. But if it starts retracing off the resistance, then I'm definitely going short on it, and I'll let you know. Right now it's up 1.5%. It's trading at 139.12. Resistance is 139.45. Next is GLD, and GLD was up over 1.5% on Friday. Probably pretty good because the volatility is pretty high. Translated to gold futures, that's 1555. So gold is trading at 1555, pretty strong uptrend from there. Will it test the highs? Not sure. Next is GDX, and I do have a trade on GDX. It's a neutral. It looks like neutral. Trading between 3050 and 2775. So looking for GDX to hold that zone. If it breaks out above 30, then we'll be looking at new highs with GDX. But as for now, just playing the trade consolidation between there and wait for the next leg up. Next is the SPY. I have some trades on the SPY. Again, just consolidation trades. I have one that's a negative delta, so I do have still a negative delta on the SPY. That's hedging for everything else. So looks like I was pretty active through the week with the SPY, probably because volatility was high all throughout the week, so it was worth putting trades on the SPY. Got into some pretty good positions, closed out one day into another position. I must have just hit his target right then. So it's looking good. You can see the SPY trading a little lower than 321.80. So we'll be holding that area for a while. Next is the QQQ. QQQ's up. No positions in the QQQ, though I was pretty active in it a couple of weeks back. Looks like it could retrace. I mean, with the news that's going down, anything could happen. Next is IWM. IWM, I have trade consolidation trade that it's expiring. Hopefully pay off pretty good this week. And it should probably close on Monday, so I'd like to go long IWM, especially because there hasn't been any interest in the small caps. But as for trend lines and everything, you know, they're kind of looking like they might have a little bit more downside. They're trading at 165.13. Next is the VIX. I have a long trade in the VIX. They were up 7% on Friday. That's UVXY. And because the volatility is high, it's worth selling some put calls, some put spreads, and buying the calls to create other, you know, risk-free vertical, so you don't have no risk to the upside. Next is FXI, and still have a long term in FXI. FXI was down to almost 2.25% on Friday, so they took a pretty good hit, which is probably a good thing. Why I'm out of it, because, you know, I just take the safe zone and that's it. When it kind of started that acceleration to the upside, I was like, yeah, that's the breakout. Now here's the retracement. So I like to get long closer to 43.20 or around the 43.25 zone. Right now it's trading at 43.90. So it's not that far away to start building another long position on it. But it's probably most likely going to be a retracement, especially because if that was true of the trade, then on Thursday marked the fifth wave short term fifth wave. So we'll be waiting for a little bit of a retracement and to get long. Next is INDA. And in INDA, I went long on Friday, on Thursday, and then it came down 1.5% on Friday. So it's still trading at the base of that structure. So hopefully it'd be holding that for a while. But with the news, this could retrace back down into the 34s. Next is RSX. That's Russia. They were down 2% on Friday. The all-time high was 26.03. They're trading at 25.10. So still has a very bullish long-term trend. So I'm not really trading Russia. So I've been just watching it move up. But at this point, I got to take a look at, you know, the volatility is up. So take a look at the options, how they're going. Next is EFA. And they were up 1.25%. I mean, down 1.25% on Friday. The all-time high was 70.17. They're trading at 69.27. So I can see more retracement here. So it's pretty much overdue. The support is around 68.60. Next is EEM. Those are emerging markets, and they've been doing good lately. They had a retracement of 1.5% on Friday, which again marks kind of like a long-term retracement. Next is EWW, which is Mexico ETF. They've been trading kind of sideways, staying above major support lines. So I can see more upside slowly with Mexico. There'll be volatility. It could come down and retest the 44s. Right now trading at 45.92. Last but not least is EWZ, where the volatility that happened on, that's why I like trading EWZ, with the volatility that happened on Thursday, I was able to buy some puts and then sell some puts against it on Friday, which pretty much created a very risk-free trade with a very high reward. So I'll be holding on for that, and hopefully it can trade between this zone. EWZ has just completed the first wave, so it'll retrace. We'll see where it retraces down. And maybe I was early in selling those puts, but the way it recovered later on during the day on Friday, it just made me want to just put the cap on that and let it go. Anyways, thanks for listening. Have a good week trading. Happy New Year, everyone. Make it count. Peace.